listening to Brisbane Youth Radio, 1197M, and phoenixradio.com.au. I am your host, Mark Haluka. Hope everyone has had a great month. I'm happy to be back in the studio today. Today we have a jam-packed show, listeners. So let's get started. Firstly, in the studio today, we have Joel returning to help me as my DJ hand. Thank you for helping out with my show again, Joel. We always love having you a part of that Markability show. How are you today, Joel?
Good.
That's great. We also have in the studio, Shane. Hello.
Hello.
Today I have my usual segments. Up first, my accessibility report. Later in the show, I will have my community treasure, and this month, I have, not one, but two local treasures to share with you all. My accessibility report this month is about creating fair access to what should be accessible for everyone in Australia, and that is our beautiful Australian beaches. Now, I have done some networking and learned a lot more about the recent great work on our beaches at the Gold Coast. The Gold Coast has really stepped up their game after the city ran a trial last year of the beach matting for wheelchair access. The event was successful and since has really increased the public awareness and resulted in understanding from all. Thanks to the overwhelming amount of support from the community and Mowbray Park for delivering this trial. The beach access program is now fully funded. For all of those, like me, and use a chair but still want to be able to get down on the beach and enjoy it, well, you are in luck. We now have wheelchair access mats all around the Gold Coast and rolling out all over Australia. These mats have taken a lot of work from some very dedicated people who have fought hard to make beaches accessible for everyone. You are listening to The Markability Show, live on Welcome to The Markability Show. You are listening to Brisbane Youth Radio, 1197M, and phoenixradio.com. I am your host, Mark Haluka. I do focus a lot on sport and the things I love, but something important to all of us is our care at home and out and about. It should always be our choice. So today I have a bit of a different treasure to share with you all. Independence and choice is what we all want, and there are some rare people in the community who fight on behalf of the disability community for that right. So now listeners, for my community treasure, I have dug up a local one, and as promised, not one, but two, there are a very inspiring and motivated married couple. Peter and Linda Tully. They are also the founders of the Disability Community Awareness Social Media Group. Not only do Peter and Linda have a lot of awareness about that NDIS and the disability community as a whole, they are passionate and motivated to build a wider awareness for the whole community. Welcome to The Markability Show, Peter and Linda. It is great to have you both a part of the show today. How are you guys?
Hello, Mark, and everyone listening on the radio. Thank you for having us today. And yes, Linda and me are well today, thank you. But I have to put an apology in for Linda. She was unable to link in as due to work commitment. I'm in one direction and Linda is in the other direction. But yes, Mark, Linda and me are both well. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks, Pete.
Now, I know you two are very busy. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about the background of the Disability Community Awareness page and how that started.
Certainly. So Disability Community Awareness page started just before Linda and myself started volunteering for QDN and the old Ipswich Community Aid back in 2009. And with QDN, we have been the Ipswich Regional Facilitators and Group Conveners since 2009. And with Ipswich Community Aid, which is now known as ABLE Australia, we have been responsible for running the NDIS and new focus group. But Disability Community Awareness is an independent page that Linda and me do in a voluntary capacity. As you would be aware, Mark, we've even had the privilege of talking with yourself and your family members about just helping them understand in general what the NDIS means for them and what they can do. But the original purpose of Disability Community Awareness back in 2009 was just for Linda and myself to share our experiences and knowledge around engaging in the community.
That's awesome.
What are some successes you are most proud of?
So, Mark, I spent, Linda and me spent a bit of time thinking about this one because, you know, there are so many statistics. Like, we've had the privilege, as I've mentioned already, of being part of the QDN Ready to Go workshop, which you and some of your family members have attended. And that's all about helping people understand the NDIS. And then on the ABLE side, we've had the privilege of running the NDIS and new focus group. But I guess the main highlight from a disability community awareness that I thought I would mention today is the prosthetic market. Not many people know this, but your listeners may be aware that the prosthetic market started in Ipswich in 2013. And that's an annual event now. And that event had gone from Ipswich to Brisbane. And the Brisbane one is on again this Wednesday. And then along with that, it had grown to Toowoomba. And this year, for the first time, it's going to be on the Gold Coast. So just before we move on, Mark, if I can just give a plug, the prosthetic market for Brisbane is this coming Wednesday, and then the prosthetic market for the Gold Coast is on Wednesday the 30th down the Gold Coast. And if your listeners want to know more about that, I'm sure you would be happy to promote it on your Facebook page, and I will promote it online as well.
Fantastic. We're running out of a bit of time, but we'll definitely add that to our page. Mark seems
to be.
How do you both feel about the NDIS starting to roll out?
Look, I feel, even though there are some missed messages in the area, I feel that the NDIS is a step in the right direction in helping people understand how important it is for them to engage in the community.
Where would you encourage people to go for more information on the NDIS?
So, Mark, I would encourage people to go for more information on the NDIS to ndis.gov.au. That is the main webpage that has a lot of information on it. But for participants, particularly with disability or learning disability, they can go to the QDN website, which is qdn.org.au.
What advice would you give to any families or individuals feeling nervous about the NDIS change?
Absolutely. I would give the advice that there's no need to feel nervous, but just go there with a basic knowledge of your life now and the goals and your dreams for the future, because those two steps are the first two steps in your planning meeting. The first one being your life now, where they want to know what you're doing every day of the week. And then the second part of the planning meeting, even though there's more steps, is your goals and dreams for the future. So I would just concentrate on those two areas.
That's really good advice.
Great advice. Thank you so much, Peter and Linda, for being a part of that Markability show today.
And thank you, Mark, for the opportunity of being part of it.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks so much. Say hi to Linda for us.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Goodbye. Well, how great were they? The community is very lucky to have people like Peter and Linda Tully. Go to my Facebook page for a link to the disability awareness page that Peter and Linda run. Now, listeners,
we are going to have a slight change up in the show, and going back to the start where we spoke about the beach matting. So we actually will have someone on air today. So
joining us on the air today, we are very lucky to have Shane Hurarek, who has been a massive driving force behind the rolling out of accessible beach mats in Australia. Welcome to the Markability Show. Shane, it is great to have you a part of the show today. How are you going, Shane?
Yes, I'm going very well, thank you, Mark. And how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Now, I know you are the founder of Push Mobility. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about the background of Push Mobility and how this started?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. So Push Mobility started about 5 years ago. I myself am a wheelchair user. I have a spinal cord injury. I broke my neck in a swimming pool. And after that, I became quite passionate about disability equipment. And having had experience in business before, I really wanted to get involved with business with equipment and trying to bring equipment into the country that would help people. So I started my company, and week by week and month by month, and slowly the company grew. And so now we are providing equipment to most of Australia.
I seen an article about you visiting a beach and you couldn't access it in your chair. Is this what first motivated you to look at the wheelchair access on beaches?
Well, I actually used to be a surf lifesaver before my accident. I grew up in Henley Beach along the coast, so I spent much of my time down by the water and patrolling the beaches. So the beach is something I grew up with. After I had my accident, I thought that it wouldn't be possible to go and enjoy the beaches like I once did. But one day I saw a picture on Facebook, actually, of a beach mat and a wheelchair sign on it. And at that point I realized, wow, there's products out there that can help people access the beach. Why do we not have them? So I started a project to research all the products that were out there around the world and started making connections with manufacturers. And we found the best products in the world, and then we started bringing them into the country. So that's how beach access started, as far as the involvement by myself and my company.
It is great to have such passionate people in our community. What excites you the most about having these mats rolled out along our beaches?
I guess what excites me the most is the fact that the mats help people to access the water. So if every beach had a mat, than most or people with disabilities, whether it be with prams or walking frames, would be able to go and enjoy the beaches. There's 320 or so patrolled beaches around the country, and there's less than 20 of them are accessible. So if more of them were accessible, then more people like myself and most of our listeners will then be able to enjoy the beaches.
Were there challenges along the way, getting them approved?
Absolutely. Every single beach that we've provided access to has had its fair set of challenges. There have been challenges as far as insurance, liability, changing people's opinions. Sometimes the fear of having people with disabilities on the beach and the unknown. There's also funding issues about who's going to pay for matting and who's going to pay for equipment. And making a beach accessible is not just the mat. It's things like changing places, bathrooms, car parking, patrolling. It's the gradient of the surface heading down to the sand as well. So, but there's been a lot of challenges getting the matting approved for many different reasons.
Guys have done an amazing job.
The Push Mobility page says it provides disability equipment that is fun, exciting and pushes the boundaries of work. Welcome to the Markability Show. The Push Mobility page says it provides disability equipment that is fun, exciting and pushes the boundaries of what disability equipment should be. Can you tell my listeners about the type of equipment that is available?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the I put the about section a long time ago, and it was more about a goal, about what sort of equipment we want to provide. And the equipment we want to provide is equipment that is not like the normal equipment that is more clinical and hospital-like. We wanted the equipment that is fun, that enables people to do things that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. Hence the reason we provide beach equipment, beach wheelchairs, sporting equipment, hand cycles, and the list goes on. But we do pretty much everything from manual wheelchairs, power assists, so there's quite a range of equipment that we do provide, and we do we are viewed very differently to many other companies providing equipment around Australia.
Shane, is there a piece of equipment or an accessibility idea you would like to see take off in Australia?
Look, I mean, there's plenty of products out there that I think I'd like to see more exposure of. One of them, for instance, is ExoBionics. So there's robotic walking suits that people can strap themselves into. However, that technology is still very early in early stages, so a lot of work needs to be done before that can be brought to market. But to be really honest with you, my real passion as far as what equipment I'd like to see taking off more would perhaps be on the subject today, which is beach access. I'd like to see councils and state government becoming more aware and accountable for making beaches accessible. And like I said, there's 320 patrolled beaches. It'd be great to see, you know, most of them accessible so people can enjoy the beach with their friends and family and be included.
What advice would you give to anyone who hasn't yet tried the beach mats and may be a bit nervous to in their chair?
Look, I'd say give it a go, and it's important that people do try them out. The challenge is that some surf clubs that have invested in access and have done the work to make beaches accessible, some people aren't using the mats. So if people get out there, give it a go, and go down to the water's edge and embrace the beach, then that actually helps make more beaches accessible. So all I have to say is if you know where there's a mat, go down and check it out. And if there's a beach wheelchair, then go and use it. And there's plenty of resources now online about where to find accessible beaches. We've launched a directory on a website called accessiblebeaches.com. If you just Google accessible beaches, that will come up. That lists a whole bunch of beaches that are now accessible, that does have beach access, Matt. We do need to update that with another 10 or so beaches, which we'll be doing over the winter. So by next summer, there'll be quite a few listings on there.
Fantastic.
great advice. What are some of your goals for the future?
Some of my goals for the future. So I'm currently changing my role within the organisation that I, my company, so that I can put more focus onto beach access and accessible beaches, realising that not more time is needed to be invested from myself if we are to see more beaches accessible. So I'm currently creating a presentation to present in Perth in a couple of weeks, and I'd like to go around and present that to councils all around Australia, showing them about the benefits of access on beaches and how to make beaches accessible and what different products and what different solutions have been provided all around the world so that councils are equipped to making decisions to make their environments more inclusive.
Thank you so much, Shane, for being a part of the Markability Show today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shane. You're an absolute champion. I know Mark's been very excited to have you on the air, so thank you.
Thank you, and I do apologise for my lateness, and it's been a pleasure to be part of the show.
Lovely.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, how amazing was he? The community is very lucky to have people like Shane standing up for the rights to all inclusive access for all abilities. Now, that brings us the end of the show. I would like to give a massive thank you to my guest today. A big thank you to Shane Heroic for being a part of my accessibility report and for sharing his success of introducing wheelchair accessible beach matting to our beautiful Australian beaches, and a massive thank you to my two community treasures this month, the inspiring Peter and Linda Tully, for joining my show. I will be back in the studio next month. Please head to my Facebook page, Markability, for links to everything spoken about on this show, and also if you want to listen to any past shows or interviews, find them on my page. This is your host, Mark Halupka, and you have been listening to The Markability Show, live on Phoenix Radio. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Bye for now.